Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from the Old Testament reading. Listen to these words again. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. My dear brother and sister, when you eat a candy that is full of flavor, the taste lingers on your taste buds for a while. And I would guess that Adam and Eve were still tasting the fruit, the forbidden fruit that they just had eaten in their mouths when God comes and interferes to save them. God is quick to save. While he was reprimanding the serpent, he promised a Savior. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offsprings and hers. Offspring, singular. You will strike his heel, and he will crush your head. You can live with a struck or stricken heel, but you cannot live with a crushed head. And so, our dear God provides right in the beginning. Already from the beginning, he brings healing. This fight between the woman's offspring and the serpent happened on Golgotha 2,000 years ago. The serpent struck his heel and he crushed its head when he rose again from the dead. When the serpent was not successful in killing him, but could not hold on to him. In the beginning, Moses wrote, God created the heavens and the earth. That's how our version goes. Interestingly enough, in the original Hebrew, it is Barach Elohim, created the gods. In the beginning, the gods. El is God. Elohim is the plural form of God. In the beginning, the gods created the heavens and the earth. Is that an allusion to the three persons of our Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? I think it is. For the Son was with the Father. The Son would not promise a The Father would not promise a son that does not exist. And John explains how that works. In the beginning was the verb, logos, translated into word. I prefer literal translation here. In the beginning was the logos, the verb. The verb is a word that expresses action, and things only happen in Jesus Christ. Outside of him, nothing happens worth talking about. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the verb was God. He was with God in the beginning. Here he is, the woman's offspring. I would think that Eve might have thought, my son. It was not until several thousands of years later that the son of the woman came into the world. God had established the rules of life, and they were quite simple. You may eat of every tree of the garden, but not of this one. Not of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then Satan comes, who always deceives, who always lies, who always tries to fool us and confuse us. And Satan comes and says, isn't that a shame? All this beautiful fruit and you can't eat a single one. Then Eve engaged him in an argument. big mistake. We cannot engage Satan in an argument. If Satan were a trial attorney, he would win every case. He is a master in arguing. Isn't it a shame you can't eat any of this fruit? Oh no, we can eat of all except of that. And then you can't picture Satan scratching his head behind his ear, although how a snake would do that, I don't know. But you can see the wheels turning. Ah, he pretends that he didn't know. Ah, now I know. Because if you ate of that, you would be as wise as God. And Eve heard that and said, oh yeah, really? Oh, that's why he didn't want us to eat, because then he would have company in his omnipotence, in his majesty. She disobeyed the simple rules of life, and she fell into sin. And with her, her husband Adam. Arguing with Satan will always result in sin. Our Lord Jesus himself did not argue with Satan, even though he probably would have won. Of course he would have won any argument with Satan. But when he was tempted in the desert, Satan comes to him and said, oh my, you poor thing, 40 days without food? And then he questions Jesus' identity. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. You could have a variety, Italian, German, French bread, country-style bread, white bread. Jesus did not engage him in that. What you mean, if I am the Son of God? Jesus didn't say that. Didn't you hear? He could have said, didn't you hear the voice at the bank of the Jordan when I was baptized? This is my Son. Jesus didn't. He just said, not of bread shall a man live alone, but out of every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus quoted scriptures. The same with the second and the third temptation. Jesus quoted scriptures. This is the only weapon, the word of God, that can defeat Satan. And Satan is at work all over the world. But God was quick to save. To call 911 is a very painful experience, the realization that you indeed are in trouble. When they called 911 for me, my ear kept listening for the ambulance siren. And it came closer and closer, and all of a sudden it stopped. They are here. A moment later, three weightlifting men came into the room and just put all kinds of electrodes and sensors on my body and took charge. My heart had stopped or had got stuck at 180 beats per minute. And the explosion of pain in the chest is indescribable. But I didn't want to call 911. Men don't like this type of stuff. Oh, it'll go away. Just give it another minute. When they finally come, then the wait is over. But the anguish that you feel before they get there is real. God did not allow Adam and Eve to languish in that anguish. He came right away. He is quick to save. He doesn't abandon them. If it were me, I would tell them, oh yeah, you wanted your own way? You disobeyed? You dare to disobey me? I am the Lord God, your God, and you dissed me? Then go. Go with the other side, I would have said. Perhaps you too. But not our God. He becomes the evangelist. Adam, Eve, where are you? He goes after them with the good news, the evangel, and says, I will send a son to the woman to fight you and defeat you. The Lord did not tarry. He was very quick to save. And the Lord still is quick to save. As soon as this word is spoken, He comes into people's hearts. And that word is like a seed that is planted. It might not flourish instantly, but it's there for when it's needed. For that reason, you and I have such joy and such duty to spread the word of God throughout the whole world. The Lord still does not tarry, and He is right there when we need Him. Psalm 37, unfortunately, it's not in our hymnal, but it's in your Bible. Psalm 37 packs a punch of comfort from God to us. Commit your way to the Lord. Commit it to your ways to the Lord, and He will do this. He will make your sun shine, your life shine like the sun at noonday. God is quick to save. This past week, since Friday, I modified this sermon to accommodate this piece of the reality in the United States. We lost two great, famous people, Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. Kate made it twice, big time. She developed her design and sold it for millions and millions of dollars. Anthony Bourdain had been a heroin addict. He let it go and threw himself headlong into his work and was very successful. I'm in mourning in a way because I love to see his shows on Sunday night. He ate all kinds of exotic food throughout the whole world. This man was lied to by Satan. The world would be far better off without you. Why don't you kill yourself? Satan still lies, still tries to put doubt in our hearts and dumb thoughts. Don't listen to him. Had I been there, I could have told them, but look here, Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Don't listen to the other side. Satan has never done anything for you, but Jesus died for you. Listen to him. Be still and know that I am God, he says. In the darkest hours of our life, be still, calm down. I am God. Satan puts these terrible thoughts into people's heads. Kill yourself. The world will thank you. No. Anthony Bourdain's 11-year-old daughter doesn't think so, does she? Cannot even imagine it. And this is again proof to you and me. You chose the unseen part, as Paul calls faith in spiritual matters. You came to God this morning to hear His word, to be comforted, to be guided, to be strengthened, to be encouraged for the walk ahead. You know you are not alone because you have each other. We all belong to blessed Savior. We are a family, the family of God. We care for one another. and we belong to each other. God planned it that way. That's why he said, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Set aside some time for me to talk to you. So all the riches of the world, the best that the world can offer to Kate Spade and to Anthony Bourdain was not enough. They had absolutely no financial needs in their life. They were famous. They were beloved. They were respected. Those things the world offers, but God offers life and peace and love, and life and peace and love beats any day, anywhere, fame, possession, position. God offers that to everyone. You and I know it. For that reason, this is the bag of seeds that we are to sow. Let's do so for the benefit of many. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.